محبوب حسن ناصر مع الصلوات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم قوني فيه على إقامة أمرك، وأدقني فيه حلاوة ذكرك، وأوزعني فيه لأداء شكرك بكرمك، واحفظني فيه بحفظك وسترك يا أبصر الناظرين. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to start with the translation of dua for today. And as night is night of dua, Thursday night is a very special night during the week, but especially when it comes to holy months from Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan. In all 3 months, first night, which is first Thursday night, is considered as very important night. So please try to take benefits of this night, and there are various blessings of this night. The translation for today's dua, that every day there is a dua from our fourth Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. As Imam has said, Allahumma qawwini fihi ala iqamati amrik. O Allah, give me ability and power that I can stand and perform your commandments. Wa adiqni fihi halawata dhikrik. And gift me sweetness of your remembrance. So that means there is a sweetness of remembrance. There is a sweetness in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not everybody can taste that. This halawat and sweetness can only be tasted by few people. Some of them can have that taste, but others they cannot. An example for that can be a person who is sick or has any disease. The person who is going through any sickness, if you give them best of food, then also they don't have taste. At that time they cannot have taste of that best food. Yes, when we are healthy, then we like to eat food. But when we are sick, at that time we don't like to eat the food. Spiritually also we become sick sometimes. And when we become sick, at that time we cannot have a taste of many spiritual benefits, many spiritual food. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a spiritual food. And those who have sick hearts, they cannot feel that taste of that and sweetness of that. So of course it is sweet. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. And then Imam has said, wa awzi'ni fihi li'ada'i shukrik. Give me that opportunity that I can perform thankfulness in front of your blessings. Bikaramika, and that is with your karam and graciousness. Wahfawni fihi bihifwik. Allah, protect me with your protection. That if protection is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other protection needed in this world. That is the protection, best of the protection that Allah can provide. وَسِّتْرِكَ. Allah, provide me that cover from yourself. So there is a covering that insurance provides, and there is a covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. The covering that Allah provides, that is best of the covering. يَا أَبْصَرَ النَّاظِرِينَ. Oh, who can watch and who can see, and best of the watcher in this world. Allah is observer in this world. Absaran nawin. Yes, other people they also observe, but best of the observer in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. Please say one more time salawat. And one more time with adding وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ all together. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. Dear brothers, today's subject is interesting subject, and that is being suggested that if we own a business, is that being preferred in Islam versus if we are in job? In the beginning, I would like to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see mu'mineen as active people, because Allah is fa'alul lima yurid. Allah is always active. Society of mu'mineen is active society, a practicing society, a society that stands on its own feet, a society that is earning, practicing, and busy in amal and shughl. So there can be two types of the practice, or two types of the activities for our earnings, for our economy. Once we have a business, another time we do job. Community of mu'mineen is not a lazy community, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people that they have to work in their life and complete their duties. And one of the duties, of course, is fulfillment of our needs. We should not be dependent on the other people, but we have to be independent in our life. It's been said, مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ كَلَّ نَفْسَهُ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Cursed is the person that depends completely, totally on other people or somebody else, and does not have any job and does not do anything, but he or she is completely depending. So as a mu'min has another quality that has been said, mu'min is punctual in his life, mu'min is smart, al-mu'minu kayyisun, mu'min is smart in his life. So whatever job he takes, or they take the job, then they try to complete and they do that job perfectly. We look in the lives of prophets in Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that there are prophets, those who used to do jobs. There are a'imma alayhimus salam, those who had jobs. And there are some cases where prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam used to do businesses and keep themselves in the businesses. So if we take example of great personality of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said that Hazrat Dawood, he started his earning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him ability that he can mold the iron, and then he started from there, and then he became a great businessman. Not only businessman, but he had authority all over the world, and then he had a great government of his time as well, and he was being appointed as a deputy, but he started from a very zero point and from scratch. And from the job point of view, we can see in the life of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, sometimes for his daily earnings, he goes outside and he asks from Jews around him that if you can provide me a job, if you have a job that I can work in your field. Then he starts working over there, and he would like to have earning from himself. So there are different examples from both sides. When we look at the business and the tijarat, and trait that is being mentioned in Quran, and I recited the verse in the beginning. It's not just because it encourages for the business, but because of mentioning the tijarat in Quran. And various places this word of tijarat is being mentioned. And there are two types of the tijarat and businesses that are mentioned in Quran. One is tijarat in this world, and there is another tijarat, tijarat for the other world. That means we can have two types of the businesses. Business with our properties of worldly properties, and there can be another tijarat that we do, tijarat for the other world, to seek the benefits of the other world. And best of the tajir, best of the businessman, is the one who does the business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he or she earns what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. So that means he gives something and takes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. That amongst people there are those who sell their own souls and themselves and take the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for the excellence of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. So it's been said, O believers, لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل, that you should not eat the wealth or your properties with falseness. إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض, unless you are in a business, and in business there can be agreement from both sides. You know, in business we give something and take something else. So that is considered as agreement from both parties, and at that time it is considered as a business. And then it's been said in hadith of our Mawla Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, the benefit of tijarat, benefit of businesses. So there is a lengthy book within the fiqh that is considered as book of maqasib, kitabul maqasib wal matajir. This book, it only speaks about the businesses, it only speaks about the trades, and it speaks about the trade unions, for example. It speaks about various types of businesses. So that is one thing that our ulama, our maraji, they read those books. Don't worry about that, they are not actually aware of your businesses. They read those books, and they read that with details. And maraji, when they like to be marja, for example, in this book they become as a mujtahid. So they analyze on that. They give their own views, and after that they can be considered as marja. So in those books, there are some ahadith are being mentioned about the benefits of tijarat and trade and businesses. At-tijaratu tazidu fil aql. Business is, it gives an opportunity that it increases the intellect of the person. It increases the aql. Why? Because in business, somebody has to use his intellect, making many decisions. For example, you know, today they go and they study the business, and after that, that they know about the important principles of the business. In business, somebody has to manage something. So business management, for example. In business, somebody has to make mu'amila, a business with other people. So taking the properties and giving something. So making the decision at the right time. The one who can make the decisions at the right time, the one who can manage a business, that person, of course, his intellect is going to be increased time to time because he is using. But if we look at the other side, somebody who is in a job, definitely, of course, he is also using his intellect, just in following. He's best follower from somebody. So most of the cases, the person who is only busy in his job, over there he will become best follower a obedient person. So being obedient is not wrong thing, it's not bad practice, of course. But at the same time, you know, when we consider and like to compare with somebody who is using his own intellect, and his intellect is increasing time to time, that is a benefit, and that is plus point, of course. Then Imam says other side as well. Tarku tijarati tanqusul aql. If somebody, you know, sometimes we give up with little shortness sometime, maybe in business we've not been successful. So many people, they don't like to strive for that. Striving for the business, it is an ibadat. We should not give up quickly. We have to strive, struggle, and try to be successful in the businesses. In some of the hadith, it's been said that people came, or person came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Complaining that he gave up in his business and he has nothing at this time. So, you know, one of the famous term today, he has become bankrupt, right? He has become bankrupt. What he can do? Imam alayhi salam said that, what do you have? He said that, I don't have anything at this time. Everything is finished. I had a shop. I already gave up, and now I am just bankrupt. And Imam said that, do you have your scale? He said, yes. And then Imam asked that, do you have weight? He said, yes. Do you have your shop? And he said, of course I have it. Imam said, go and open your shop. Put scale in over there and keep the weight, and then raise your hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, I don't have anything. That is what I have. This is my property. And increase in my risk. Allah is going to provide you risk. So, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Quran has said that we have not been asked unless we struggle. Many businessmen, they have means of business, but they are not successful. Is that true? And many business people, they start their business from very scratch, but they are successful. So we should not look at the success, but we have to look at our struggle, how much struggle we pay, give for that. Our first Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, has encouraged the people for tijarat and trade. Ta'arradu lit-tijarat, that you should try to develop your businesses. فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهَا غِنًا أَمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Because that is going to make you self-sufficient, that you are not going to look at the hands of other people sometimes, taking the loans from other people. If you have problems, then always, you know, expecting from the other people when you are low salary. So having low salary, it's going to have a problem in your life, that you always expect from the other people. Or maybe expecting from manager companies that when they are going to give a raise in your income or in your wages and salaries. So these type of expectation, you don't have it, because at that time you are making your own decisions. You are not expecting from other people, and you are not looking at the hands of other people. فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهَا غِنًا عَمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That it provides you a complete ghina and self-sufficiency from the hands of other people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْتَرِفِ الْأَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the person who makes something with his own hands. So inventors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves inventor people, those who invent their own businesses and do something with their own hands. And this is something that is being actually considered as a ibadah. Al-Qasibu Habibullah. The person who works with his own hands and invents something. So this hadith, it covers both sides. It's not only for the businessman. It's been said, Al-Qasibu Habibullah. The person who earns with his own hands, that is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, when we do struggle that we can earn with our own hands, that provides us opportunity that we understand and realize about the means and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever seen somebody, you know, a child in your own house who is just growing up and has never strived? He does not know how important are the means. He may break the things, he may try to spend everything everywhere, and then you can say to him, oh young man, because you do not know how much struggle I put for that, how much hardship I have gone through. The reason that when we go through hardship, at that time we realize about the means and the blessings. And however we struggle for that, that is going to provide us more benefits in our life. Then Amirul Mu'mineen continues by saying, "Inna atyabul kasabi kasabut tujar." Best of the earning is earning of those people who do trade in their life, who do a business in their life. Alladina ida hadathu. Then Imam al-Islam has said qualities of these business people. So business people, as they go through their business management programs and business courses, there is another business course as well. Let me introduce today another business course that most of the places we just forget that, and we don't look at that, we don't visit to that. And that business and course, it's been said in the hadith of our sixth Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam has said, At-tijaratu bil-amal. And then Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has introduced a very interesting hadith. If you please say salawat, I just lost it. Al-fiqhu thumma al-mutjar. Al-fiqhu thumma al-mutjar. Three times Imam alayhi salatu wasalam repeats this. Al-fiqhu thumma al-mutjar. Al-fiqhu thumma al-mutjar. It means that you should learn about the fiqh and then do tijarat. Learn about the fiqh and then do tijarat. So most of the time we don't know about the fiqh. There is a fiqh for the tijarat. There is a fiqh for the businesses. And those people who are not aware of that, most of the time their earning can be doubtful. So dear brothers and sisters, it is really important that if we like to work in our life, we should try that if we can develop our own businesses that can give us opportunity. But if even if we cannot, then also we should be continuing working for our life, because struggling in our life, it provides us that we can come out of laziness and we will be active people. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked. And when we like to develop a business, at that time also, it has to be based on Islamic values. It has to be based on Islamic fiqh. And if it is not, then definitely we will make those mistakes that are being mentioned in this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. That do not eat the properties of other people with batil, that are not right for you to eat that. So just a few hadith that actually mentions the person who is kasil, who is lazy. Laziness is enemy of active person. The active person likes to stay active in his life. We do not be active just to be active, but we have an aim for our activism. Our tijarat, our business has an aim. We are aimful people. When we like to do business, then also we have aim. When we like to do a job, then also we have aim. Our aim to do a job, our aim to do a business, that is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our aim. Our aim is to become close to the perfection. All our practices are qurbatan ila Allah. And if that is the case, then let us look at this hadith that our sixth Imam has said, Adubul Amale al Kasal. For the practices, there is an enemy. An enemy of the practice is laziness. If we come out of laziness, sometimes, you know, we do not establish ourselves, establish our businesses. We don't work for that. We try to take easy money, earn easy earnings, you know, day-to-day earnings. And we look at that, you know, when I signed the contract, at that time I'm going to earn. And that is a guaranteed. No, it's not guaranteed. Maybe you are going to lose the job after a year, maybe 6 months, then you are going to be just laying down, and there is nothing else you can do. So that is why it is really important that if we try to establish our businesses, then we will be self-sufficient. Our community will be self-sufficient. It is going to provide that we can have an established community. So there are certain benefits of establishment of the businesses, and that provides intellect to the person. It increases our knowledge day to day. It provides experience in our life, and also it takes us out from that laziness, and it gives us an opportunity that we can give more services to the people. So there will be many people, those who will be depending on us, and we can even create jobs for the people. When we have businesses, at that time we are going to create the jobs. So this person has become a creative person. The person who is busy in his job, he may be not so creative as the person who is doing his own job. He will be more creative than the people, those who are just depending on the other people. So today we have learned few things, brothers and sisters. First of all, we started that tijarat, it has been mentioned in Quran. It has been asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you can establish your businesses, but there can be two types of the situations. Not necessarily the whole community has to have a business. That is not possible. Some people have to do some job in order that businesses can be established. How we can say that only the businesses are preferred? Because we see two characters in the lives of prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Some prophets, they used to do business. Some other Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they used to do job. But we have been asked, Al-Qasibu Habibullah, the person who is earning himself and is a self-sufficient person, that is actually beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves the people, those who strive and struggle in their own life, that they can achieve their earnings and also they can achieve the perfection. And our businesses and jobs are for aim, and that aim is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, let us say salam to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein as we are getting close to the time of iftar. Whenever we get close to the time of iftar, that is best time to remember Imam Hussein. That is the time, brothers and sisters, we should say salam to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein in this thirsty moment. When you are feeling a little thirst, let us feel that one who was thirsty for 3 days. Let us remember Ali Asghar of Aba Abdullah, who was also thirsty for many days. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-mustashhadin bayna yadayk wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار بجاه محمد وآله الأطهار